The IKEA portable charger prototype is based on a biocircuit which captures the residual energy of the plant to convert it into electricity. The idea for the charger began taking shape in the minds of Evelyn Aravena, Camila Rupsic, and Carolina Guerrero in 2009. The device has a biocircuit buried in the soil, which is able to generate up to 5 volts around 800 milliamps. Great. How long was that? That was... Okay, it's a little short. The IKEA portable charger prototype is based on a biocircuit which captures the residual energy of the plant to convert it into electricity. The idea for the charger began taking shape in the minds of Evelyn Aravena, Camila Rupsic, and Carolina Guerrero in 2009. The device has a biocircuit buried in the soil which is able to generate up to 5 volts at around 800 milliamps of energy, according to information uploaded by the trio on Facebook. During photosynthesis, a plant reduces organic matter. Part of this organic matter is used for plant growth, but a large part goes unused by the plant, and the surplus is excreted into the soil through the roots. A single plant can charge a smartphone in around an hour and a half. A single plant can charge a smartphone in around an hour and a half to 2 hours. Exactly how the plant charger functions is a close-kept secret until the patents for the technology are registered, according to its developers. The device is not yet available for sale because the trio are in the stage. The device is not yet available for sale because the trio are in the stage of prototyping and testing, according to their Facebook page. I might be able to edit that. The IKEA portable charger prototype is based on a biocircuit which captures the residual energy of the plant to convert it into electricity. The idea for the charger began taking shape in the minds of Evelyn Aravena, Camila Rupsic, and Carolina Guerrero in 2009. The device has a biocircuit buried in the soil, which is able to generate up to 5 volts at around 800 milliamps of energy, according to information uploaded by the trio on Facebook. During photosynthesis, a plant produces organic matter. Part of this organic matter is used for plant growth, but a large part goes unused by the plant, and the surplus is excreted into the soil through the roots. A single plant can charge a smartphone in around an hour and a half to 2 hours. A single plant can charge a smartphone in around an hour and a half to 2 hours. Exactly how the plant charger functions is a close-kept secret until the patents for the technology are registered, according to the developers. The device is not yet available for sale because the trio are in the stage of prototyping and testing, according to their Facebook page. Might fit. Problem is, I just ate. This isn't good when you've just eaten. The IKEA portable charger prototype is based on a biocircuit which captures the residual energy of the plant to convert it into electricity. I don't like that. The IKEA portable charger prototype is based on a biocircuit, which captures the residual energy of the plant to convert it into electricity. The idea for the charger began taking shape in the minds of Evelyn Aravena, Camila Rupsic, and Carolina Guerrero in 2009. The device has a biocircuit buried in the soil, which is able to generate up to 5 volts at around 800 milliamps of energy, according to information uploaded by the trio on Facebook. During photosynthesis, a plant produces organic matter. Part of this organic matter is used for plant growth, but a large part goes unused by the plant, and the surplus is excreted into the soil through the roots. A single plant can charge a smartphone in around an hour and a half to 2 hours. Exactly how the plant charger functions is a close-kept secret until the patents for the technology are registered, according to its developers. The device is not yet available for sale because the trio are in the stage of prototyping and testing, according to their Facebook page.